What do you make of this hire at UNC, and what does that mean for Carolina and the ACC?
Well, number one, it's a positive for certainly Carolina, but it's an incredible boost to the Atlantic Coast Conference. I mean, you just in the world of football, there are just not many people who are synonymous with the sport at any level like Bill Belichick is. I mean, it's that simple, right? 15 wins from becoming the all-time leader in wins in the National Football League. And certainly the 6 Super Bowls you mentioned with New England, and the fact that he now is, you know, decided at age 72 to coach the college game and, you know, the new landscape we have in college football. I think it's a win for everybody involved, but certainly it'll also help, I think, the gross national product of the ACC. And that's probably at an opportune time with 2 teams going to the playoffs. And, you know, the football product, as you know, is on the ascent in the Atlantic Coast Conference as much as anywhere else.
I want to piggyback on a couple of those thoughts. Let me start, though, by all this talk about the differences in the NFL and the college game. You do the Falcons games on radio, too. So what differences, if any, do you see now between the highest level of college football and the National Football League?
Well, the number one thing, I mean, just from the literalness, the number one thing is the number of players involved in the college game is twice as many as the NFL, right? I mean, that's off the top. The second part that's probably the NFL may have it a little better right now than the college game because they actually have a salary cap. Mm. You know, in the world that the college game's in, NIL is just rampant. Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody can go from making $1,000 to $1 million. In the NFL, you got a little bit more of a financial structure, and I think with the House settlement coming on board, the NCAA and some of the rev share stuff that's going to take place starting in July, the college game will calm down a little bit. But from a personnel standpoint, the transfer portal being free agency every year in college football, Chris, there's not a lot of differences there. The things that Bill Belichick talked about yesterday in his press conference, and certainly Michael Lombardi will join him as a general manager, those type things about evaluation and building the team and scheme and all that, that's all true. That's exactly what the pro game is. And the college game has slowly but surely worked itself to a point where it's like the pro game in that light.
Mm-hmm. One of the criticisms that I've heard and one of the questions that I have is North Carolina fired Mack Brown, 73 years old, and now less than a month later hire a 72-year-old who's going to be 73 when the season starts next year. Is that a fair question to raise to Carolina officials?
It could be. But then again, Carolina officials probably had no idea Bill Belichick was interested in coaching at Carolina.
Sure.
And I think Carolina – and you may remember this, too, when Mack Brown came back, you know, 6 years ago, Mack Brown said it was either going to be Coach Carolina or coach a team in the Bahamas, and the Bahamas didn't have a team.
That's right.
For me, I think Carolina provided an outlet for Bill Belichick to coach again. That's number one. Number two, I don't think he was just going to coach anywhere in the college level. I think it had to be – and he had an emotional tie. Yesterday when he was speaking of his dad and pulled the sweatshirt out that his dad had when he worked with George Barclay in the late 50s, I would say this, that you could tell for the first time this was something a little different for Bill Belichick on an emotional tick, right? So I think Carolina provided a unique place for him to continue coaching. How much longer? I don't know, but I don't think anybody does. But he wanted an opportunity to coach again. And Carolina's to a point where, and you know this from covering the ACC as well, Carolina's had blips on the screen, but they've never had the massive impact. Well, if Carolina wanted to have a massive impact in the world of college football as we currently know it, there's no better way to get started than perhaps by hiring arguably the greatest football coach of all time in Bill Belichick. So, you know, is it a dice roll by Carolina to hire somebody at 72 who'll be 73 when they open against TCU in August? Probably. But at the same time, if you're going to go for broke, you might as well go for broke with somebody you know that does it at a really high level.
How do you define success for the Bill Belichick era at Carolina?
That's a really good question. I think we're all going to debate that one for a while. He's going to have to provide a little bit of insight to that from what his standards are outside of the win every day type thing, you know, get better day to day and look ahead, you know, all the coach stuff that he has perfected through the years and press offers. I think if Carolina were to win an ACC championship for the first time in 44 or 45 years, as it will be next fall, then that's probably going to be success. If they were to go to the college football playoff and an at-large or even an automatic bid, that would certainly be success. If they were to win a national championship somehow in the next 3 to 5, 7 years, how long he chooses to coach, that would clearly be success. But I think you've got to look at this as, does he leave it in a better place than he found it? Mm. And that really becomes, but given all the climate that we're in right now, Chris, in college athletics and especially with football, if he is able to come in and be successful in whatever window he coaches and leave it in a better place for the next guy, that to me will be a success for Carolina.
Wes, a couple thoughts before I let you go. You mentioned the college football playoff, SMU, Clemson, both in the ACC, getting into the 12-team field. How big is that for the ACC, given the shifting landscape that we see in college football?
I think it's huge. I think the story of LSU, I think the story of SMU, Chris, is really one of the undervalued stories of this year in college football. We've talked so much about all these other places. The comeback that SMU has made, and now to get into a P4 league in the first year of the 12-team playoff to make the playoff, the way the people in Dallas, and I've been to Dallas twice to do their games and had them twice on the road, and I can't tell you how excited the people at SMU and in Dallas and the Metroplex are for this product to be on display on the national stage at Penn State next Saturday. I think it's really, really a unique story. Rhett Lashley deserves a lot of credit, and so does Rick Hart, who grew up in North Carolina and is their athletics director for sure.
All right, let me ask you about basketball as I'll let you go. Tough couple weeks for the ACC in men's hoops, losing the challenge of the SEC 14-2. How does the conference get back to what defined this league for so many years, and that's dominance in men's basketball?
Well, unfortunately, in college basketball, like we've seen in college football, the NIL money has done a lot of things here. And in college basketball, it's created quicker parity, if you will. So the ACC's dominance, you combine the NIL factor with the transitional nature of the coaching in the Atlantic Coast Conference, Chris, in the last 5 years, and that really kind of adds up to this change, right? Mm-hmm. And the way the ACC can do it is to have competitive basketball, but I still think they're going to fight all year long to get more than four teams in the NCAA tournament at this juncture. I just think the November-December schedule was not very kind. There are some teams that have, you know, Duke has certainly kind of set their identity a little bit. I think Clemson has helped themselves measurably. Carolina has done some good things, probably needs to have a good ACC campaign, as does Pittsburgh. But I think those four teams can certainly see a path. However, they can't go and post a, let's say, 12-8 ACC record. They need to probably put 15, 16 wins on. But I wouldn't rule anybody out at this point. The league still has enough cachet nationally that if somebody were to go 16-4 in the conference or something like that, Chris, I think they've got a legitimate chance to get to the NCAA tournament.
Wes Durham with the ACC Network and ESPN. Wes, always appreciate the time. Appreciate the friendship. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Look forward to visiting again soon.
Same to you, Chris. Be well.
You too.
Take care.
Talk soon, my friend. Thanks.